conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kinda curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is the Culture Wars. What up, party people? What's up, God's people? Thank you so much for tuning in. I know we haven't even got to that yet. Why is CNN shocked by Cohen? Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute. But right now, for those of you that don't know, my lower third should say Will Johnson down there. But we're going to get to that. We'll get to that. Can you fix that for me? All right, everybody. So, isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? And I've been talking about this for, I guess, maybe 2 years, 3 years now, probably even longer than that. And how the left is they keep referring to President Trump as Hitler. And they find the little smallest things. They find anything possible, anything they can to try to associate President Trump with Hitler. They do it with everything. I mean, everything. Racism. Remember Charlottesville, white nationalists, white supremacists. You know, now the Third Reich, when all along the left, they're the ones acting like the Third Reich, the brown shirts, Trans-Tifa, BLM. They're the ones doing the whole Nazi tactics. It's the left. It's the same leftist tactics that they used then. They're using them today. But they want us to believe. They want us to believe that President Trump is like a Nazi Hitler figure. And only reason why they do that is because they're making an excuse for them to do anything, even breaking the law, going against the law, making up stuff, even possibly trying to assassinate President Trump. They're making all of that justifiable because they associate President Trump as a Hitler figure. When they're the ones, again, like I just mentioned, when they're the ones just doing it. But we're not supposed to recognize that. And I wonder how many stupid people go, oh, yeah, because there's quite a few. You'd be surprised. There's quite a few. But there's a lot of people that's not even buying it. I'm like, come on. I mean, really? Most people with brain cells are not buying it. We're not buying it. We're not going along with it. We're not gonna jump into it. We're not going to even say that it's a possibility because it's not. If anyone has Hitler tactics, that would be Joe Biden and the Democrats. And I'm going to show that to you tonight. But first, I want to share something with you. And we just had the lower third up here with Michael Cohen. Look at this. This is the Communist News Network talking about Michael Cohen, their star witness. The one that's supposed to get Trump. Every last one of them up there. These people act like Nazis. These people make up lies and make up stories to try to take out President Trump. And their whole purpose in life, they wake up thinking about, is today the day that we're going to get Trump? Because TDS is a real thing. Trump lives rent-free in all of their heads. Everyone you see is sitting on this panel right there. Trump lives rent-free. Look, they even have Trump on the back there. They can't go a day without talking about President Trump. Just one day. Do you think it's possible, Shannon, that the Communist News Network and MSDNC, ABC, CBS, all of them, do you think any of these government state networks can go a single day, 24 hours, okay? After 24 hours, cut it off at right before it get to 23 hours, cut it off, go ahead and start talking about Trump. Do you think they can do a solid 24 hours without mentioning Trump, without even associating anything with Trump, without hinting about Trump? Is there anything, is there a 24-hour day period where they could do that? Yes or no?
You know what? That's a really good question. The answer, of course, is no, especially right now.
Yeah, they
but
can't do
of
it.
Of course, Trump is more exciting to cover than Biden.
He is.
Right?
Well, you know what? The only time Joe Biden gets a little exciting to cover is when he's, you know, doing stupid stuff. You know, like he's falling down off his bike, falling down, going up the steps, falling down, just going around. When he's shaking, trying to shake people's hands that are not there. I mean, that is kind of interesting. It's a little entertaining.
Right?
It's sad. It's scary because this is the dude that's in the White House close to the nuclear football. But, you know, it is what it is.
He doesn't know that.
Yeah, he doesn't know that. Well, listen to the Communist News Network as they're talking about Michael Cohen yelling. Like, they're all surprised. Like, oh, let's turn it up. Turn it up. If he's actually yelling, let's turn it up to see if he's yelling. Turn it up. Turn it up. Watch this.
But it was played in the courtroom today. And it was so fascinating because, you know, Michael Cohen's testimony has been very even-keeled.
Even demeanor.
Very rational.
His testimony was very even-keeled. Very rational. Who's he talking about? Michael Cohen? Really? So now they're all acting surprised that this is the real Michael Cohen. With the real Michael Cohen, please stand up. Please stand up.
Very, yes, ma'am, no, sir, all this. And suddenly they play this thing, and there's a guy screaming in the room, like, using expletives.
No, it's just normal Michael Cohen.
No, it's just regular. As somebody who does a podcast, I was like, is this his actual normal speaking voice in a podcast? Because it's literally yelling, and it's clearly written down because he's speaking in a way that's not. So he's written down these yells. Like, it's got to be all in caps. I mean, it was shocking. I was like,
Between that, just the volume of him and compared with his very calm demeanor, that was, I also was like, whoa.
I mean, it filled the courtroom. I don't know if somebody turned up the volume too loud. I was like, is this intentionally too loud? Oh, wait, I'm told we have a clip of the podcast. Let's play it and play it loud because it was quite loud in the courtroom, I got to tell you. Let's hear it.
Volume.
I truly hope that this man ends up in prison. It won't bring back the year that I lost or the damage done to my family, but revenge is a dish best served cold. And you better believe I want this man to go down and rot inside for what he did to me and my family.
So, yeah, that's what was played in court.
Do you think he's a little biased? I don't know. Well,
You see, Anderson, Gay Cooper's on there giggling. He's laughing. He's yelling. And this was just our witness. I mean, they're straight up saying, you know, this is not good. This is not good for us. You know, I guess it's like this is them trying to laugh it off because they keep trying to get President Trump. They keep failing getting President Trump. And we always refer to them going after President Trump like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Well, listen to John Stewart. John Stewart, he associates President Trump. What is it? Mr. Magoo? Is that who it is? It's a cartoon. I can't remember exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it is Mr. Magoo. Yeah.
I think it's Mr. Magoo, right? And he's like walking. And I think the only reason why Jon Stewart didn't refer to President Trump being like Wile E. Coyote, because the coyote would be the Democrats in this case. And it's always, the traps are always failing. And it's always coming back on them. So, of course, they want to use a different analogy, trying to say that President Trump is just lucky. This is what Jon Stewart is saying, that President Trump is just lucky. Watch.
And Michael Cohen admitted on the stand today he stole money from the Trump organization. Only in a Donald Trump trial would the star witness be the one who ends up going to jail. How lucky is Donald Trump? Donald Trump is like a corruption Mr. Magoo. He's just stumbling around, quid pro quoing, metal beams falling all around him, gets out completely unscathed. But forget about all that.
You see, he says going around, quid pro quoing. Is he talking about Joe or President Trump? Now, again, he used this reference instead of the Roadrunner reference, like I just told you. And you know why President Trump keeps getting away from these Democrats? And it's not even getting away. You know why it's not working? See, for him, he's saying that President Trump is just lucky. It's not luck. You know what it is? It's people like you. And this is part of the reason why the left hates you, hates America, hates Christians, because we pray. Not only do we pray for our country, but we pray for our leaders like Donald J. Trump. And because of those prayers, this is proof for all of you that ever wondered, is God hearing our prayers? Listen what I'm telling you. See, a lot of people don't know. It's like, you know, I don't know if God is actually hearing our prayers, because look what everything that's happening. 4 indictments, 91 fraudulent charges, these civil suits against President Trump. Look what they're doing to our country, our nation. It's so bad. Is God actually hearing our prayers? The answer is yes. You know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. You know, the rain falls on everybody. But God is hearing our prayers. Why? Because everything that these demonic demons are throwing at President Trump, they keep failing. They're failing. They're actually putting an innocent man on trial. They're actually trying to convict an innocent man in the court systems. And he keep passing. It's because of our prayers. So I'm going to tell you now, don't stop praying. Do not stop praying. Do not give up. Continue to pray. That's the only explanation, because, see, they don't understand. He's going to make the connection with Mr. Magoo, because he says, oh, President Trump is just getting lucky. He's always getting lucky over and over and over and over again. President Trump just keeps getting lucky. Everything. What was the other guy's name? James Carville? James Carville. Remember, yeah. I played the video with him with the week before last, and he's on there saying everything that we're throwing at Trump is not working. He said it's not, nothing is sticking. He said we're like wet noodles being thrown up against the cabinet. He said, including myself, everything that we're throwing at President Trump, nothing is working. And they've seen nothing is working. You know what? And it's not just the fact that it's not working on getting President Trump in Atlanta, Georgia, in Florida, in New York. It's the fact that President Trump is still rising in the polls. It's the fact that you still continue to support President Trump, even when they come out and tell us that this hat represents racism. Even when they're telling, they're doing this. Hey, we're telling you that the hat represents racism. You need to believe us. But it's not working. And they can't grasp. Why is it not working? The reason why they can't grasp it, because these people reject God. These are the same people. Let me remind you. These are the exact same people that will convince you that a man can become a woman. These are the exact same people that's trying to convince parents to take their children to the hospital and have the little boy's genitals cut off and the little girl's breast cut off, if nothing else, putting them on puberty blockers. These are the same group of people that don't understand that prayer works, because they are the ones rejecting prayer. Do you hear anyone in the news media ever making that connection, talking about it? I see it. I see it. Almighty God is with us. And see, we don't have to be violent. Oh, look at this. Look, President Trump is winning. He's not being violent, even though it looks like he's not winning sometimes. But then stuff comes out. The truth comes out. And then guess what? President Trump is winning. America is winning. And I'm going to tell you, yeah, every time President Trump wins, America wins. This is part of the reason why they hate this slogan, make America great again. Because if America is great, this means the Democrats are losing. I'm pretty sure you understand that. I'm pretty sure you do. That's like I'm constantly, every time I go on social media, especially on X, because there's a lot of news and a lot of politicians reside on X, regardless how much they say they hate it because of Elon Musk allowing a little bit of free speech. They go on there and I ask them the question because they're asking for everyone to support them. Send a donation, send a donation. And then I said, well, before I can send you a donation, can you answer one question? Do you want America to be great or not? It's a simple question. Here's some money. Do you want America to be great or not? Yes or no? It's a simple question. And if they don't answer it, it means they don't want America to be great because they don't want to be associated with MAGA. They don't want to be associated with it. Because if they're associated with it, that means they support President Trump. That means they want this country to be great again. They want the people in this country to be able to work, prosper, have 401ks that are fat again. But they don't want that. They want us to depend on the federal government. They want us to give them full control over everything. And they go, but Will Johnson, the Republicans trying to have control over women's autonomy. They want to control what women do, what they do with their bodies. No, that's not the case. That's not true. And I'm willing to bet every single last woman that's watching right now, you know better, right? You're not stupid. I never in a million years think of women being so dumb that they think that we're trying, men, specifically men, trying to control your body. What does that look like? See, as men, we're supposed to defend and protect women and children as men. But the left, they don't like that either. That's why they're trying to feminize men, trying to sexualize men. All of this is connected. All of it is connected. And they don't understand. They don't get it. You know, every day I pray. And you know, my prayers, they're private, right? They're private, but it's not private to the point to where I'm going to hold back and tell you that I don't pray. Cause I do pray. I need Jesus and I'm not afraid to admit it live publicly. I need Jesus and I'm going to always do everything I can to try to represent my God as much as possible to the best of my ability. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I would never claim to be perfect. Never claim to be perfect. But I will do everything I can to fight for what is right in this country. And what they're doing to President Trump and what they're doing to this country is the time for all of us to stand up and fight for our rights for freedom. The actual Nazis is still the liberal, progressive, communist movement that has never changed. When we come back from this break, I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about, how the left, they're the ones that they're just picking up where Hitler left off. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Arma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, you remember yesterday we were talking about the Witches of the View. Did y'all see that? I'm pretty sure you did, right? It went completely viral. The Witches of the View, when they're on there talking about the MAGA hat, remember? They might as well replace this with the swastika. You remember? Remember? Well, let me remind you. Listen.
And by the way, out there, that hat that you keep wearing, that red hat that says Make America Great Again, that tells people that you go along with this. So you might as well just put a swastika on the hat.
Don't do that.
You might as well just put a swastika on the hat, right? Because you want America to be the great again. So for them, they envision making America great means that you are wanting to be the Nazi. This is what Unjoyful Behar says, right? This is what she says. She's Unjoyful Behar. Bunch of BS. We know that it doesn't represent that. Again, let me remind you, these are the people that target parents or want to target parents because you're not teaching your children about CRT. You're not teaching your children about this sexual perversion. But they want to call us the Nazis.
Yeah.
Or saying that we're supporting the Nazis.
And well, just so people know, she was referring to a video that you're going to talk about here after this that Trump had shared. She was referring to that video, spreading lies about that video. You're going to talk about it. And are you going to talk about it now? Oh, that's one.
Yeah. I'm getting it ready.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, and you know what? Any opportunity, because you know, well, they already say that. That at least Joy and them say that that MAGA is like Nazis. And, you know, Bill Maher, he was actually on the show the other day during this part, and he was saying, don't call them all that. He's like, you don't believe all people that follow Trump are bad people, right? And she just kind of looked at him, and he said, He said, I don't believe they all are. He's like, I don't want to live in a world where I think half of this country are bad people. And that's exactly it. I'm glad that he said at least half of this country.
But you know what? Right? But they're upset with Bill Maher because he'll call out Joe Biden. I mean, there's a video where he said Joe Biden is like a cadaver.
Yeah, but he's still
cadaver-like.
Yeah, He's still.
I mean, like he's dead.
He's still going to vote for him, though. He's going to vote for the cadaver.
You know,
he could call out him all day long, but and he can't.
I'm gonna go on a whim. I think Bill Maher.
He said he's not voting for Trump
privately.
You think privately
without telling anybody?
Well,
I think that Bill Maher is going to vote for Trump.
You don't think he's? I don't think he's going to tell anybody.
I think he's going to lie to everybody because you know Bill Maher, he's a total atheist, so he doesn't think lying is there's an issue with lying.
He is, yeah.
So he like I can just tell people whatever I want to tell them and still do what I want to do. Right? That's what he's going to do, because for the fact that he says that President Trump. Is walking around and President Trump is, you know, vibrant. He's alive. And then he turns around and says Joe Biden is cadaver-like. And the whole point is that they're trying to get the DNC to tell Joe to go away.
Hey, but by the way, Biden's not going to be on the ballot in Ohio.
Why not?
In November.
Why not?
Because they didn't file the papers
in time
enough to put him on the ballot.
Wait a minute, say that again.
The Biden campaign didn't file the papers in time.
For when? November?
Yeah.
For where?
For Ohio.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're like also he literally
Wait a minute. Throughout the voting history of America, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Iowa or Idaho?
Ohio.
No, wait a minute. Ohio or Idaho? My question is, now someone, I can't remember right now, but it's like right there on the tip of my tongue. Hold on. Let me do this. I'm asking everyone right now in the chat. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to my question here because I cannot remember right now. And I'm depending on you to help me out here. Help me out. See, this is me telling you I'm not perfect again, right? Throughout the election history of the United States of America, is it Iowa or Idaho where they always say the person that wins that state goes on to win the election? Which state is that? Is it Iowa or Idaho? Which one is it? I cannot, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know somebody's listening right now, saying, well, and I can't remember which one it is. And you said what state it is? You said it's
Ohio.
It's Iowa. Okay, so it's not Ohio. It's Iowa is the one, I think, right? There's people are saying it's Iowa. I think it is Iowa. Okay, so it's not that one. Okay, so I was about to like, what? Because so they didn't, but anyway, okay. Thank you so much for letting me know. I just want to make sure before I go off on a tangent and say, wait a minute, they're just giving it away. Just giving it away.
Yeah, and it's his own fault. It's not, you know.
Okay, so wait a minute. Give us some more information about this, Shannon. So they failed. So someone says, Iowa.
So you know, like.
We need to verify,
to be in a primary, right? You have to be in the primary to be voted, you know, to be the candidate. Well, they didn't file the paperwork for the primary 90 days before it was supposed to happen. They only filed it 75 days, and that was outside of the thing. So he wasn't in the primary, and because he was in the primary, he's not going to be in the November, on the November ballot, according to their state secretary rules. So the Biden campaign literally is the only reason why they're not on the ballot in Ohio. I wonder if it will be spun some other way, but it was completely his campaign's failure to file the paperwork in a timely manner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their job. You know what it is? Well, that's what you call DEI.
That's DEI. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
they, that's exactly they just hire DEI. People. They put these people in these positions. They're not people that have any kind of knowing. They don't know about the job. They don't know how to do it. And that's crazy. I mean, but. We fulfilled our DEI quota. Just crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. So you said it was what state again?
Ohio, Will.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I had to go Google this because a lot of people are saying it's Iowa.
No, it's Ohio.
But no. This person, for my question.
Patriot Johnson even said Ohio right now doesn't have Biden on the ballot. Live here in Ohio.
I'm going back to my question.
Which question?
The question is what state do they always come out? The media says it every year that, you know, throughout history, that the person that wins you know, mostly wins the particular state goes on to win the election, right? Typically, right? And it says this one, I'm just looking right here. It says presidential voting history by state. It says Iowa is the most accurate state during the during this time period, voting for the winning candidate 90% of the time. So it is Iowa. It is. Look, I'm just reading it right. It's on, well, it's on Ballotpedia.
That's on Iowa, but it's in Ohio that this happened.
No. Oh, it's Iowa.
Will, get okay, Iowa okay. off of your brain.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Are you? Because you're confusing
DEI,
all of us.
DEI is going to kill Joe Biden. I love it. I love it. Okay, let me play this video because I'm getting off. But it's still.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make that such a long thing.
I mean, that's good information, though, that they're that negligent. And what they're doing, right? But here's the video that they're all complaining about, trying to associate President Trump with Nazis. So somebody, anybody, you know, it could have been someone like Will Johnson, because I like to do graphic design and I like to make little videos and stuff like this. And I've done stuff like this in the past. And this is just a template. And you take the template and you put video, your video in it, and your pictures in it to be, you know, whatever it is you want. They just took this template, the old timey template, and they did this with it. And President Trump's campaign saw it and they just reposted it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, President Trump are using the same rhetoric that they use in Nazi Germany, Hitler. Watch.
What happens after Donald Trump wins? What's next for America? The economy booms. American energy is unleashed and an end to crushing taxes. The border is closed and the largest deportation in history is underway. No more wars as we focus on home. Law and order is restored. The American dream is back, and the best is yet to come. Make America great again.
And this is what they're all butthurt about, right?
Yes,
they're upset about the ad, for one. So then there's one section in here. Let me see if I can get to it, because it's like right here,
yeah.
right here, where it says, what's next for America? The little fine print under the word what's.
Yeah.
The little fine print under the word what's.
You can't even read it right here.
You know, they like zoomed in and like really close, because this is what they did. They examined every single shot in this video and they looked for anything. And they found the word Reich in that little section right there.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. He's using Hitler words. Oh my goodness. Show it all, everybody. Show it all.
Yeah.
Show it all.
And the funny thing is it's just a template. Whoever made this video just used a template of old newspapers, which they said, according to the template, this newspaper's like 50 years before Hitler even came into power. But they were still talking about that
50 years before World War II.
Right.
This was like, you know, a news article from 50 years before World War II. And the left today, they're going bonkers saying, oh, my goodness, look, the little word in there, Reich. It's not even, does it even say Third Reich? I don't even think it says Third Reich. It just says Reich. Right.
Yeah.
And Reich can actually refer to what? Rich people.
Yeah.
The privileged people.
It can refer to liberalism. Rich people. Yeah.
Right? All these rich liberals, it can refer to them. Right? I mean, come on. And it doesn't say Third Reich. It just says Reich.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because Trump was sitting in the courtroom, the icebox that he refers to, New York courtroom. And he saw this video on Truth or wherever he saw it. And so he's like, oh, this is a pretty cool ad. He didn't make it. His campaign didn't make it. But he's like this, you know, he shares stuff. So he shared it. And so they said, oh, Trump's campaign made this Nazi propaganda video. And so then Trump took it down and he's like, what is this?
Now they're all saying, see, he took it down. It means we were right. And then at first they were complaining because they said because he didn't take it down. And then when he took, you know what, President Trump,
he was probably like, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but you know what? Personally, I wish President Trump would have just left it up.
Yeah.
Because he says you're making it up. But I wish he would have just left it up.
Well, at first he was probably like, I'm going to take it down because I didn't look at it good enough, maybe. You know, I'll look at it later and look into this. But You know, I mean, the liberals are so, they want people to hate Trump so much.
Yes.
That they will literally examine a template to what they probably got.
They probably wouldn't download the template.
Can you imagine?
Say, we got the template. We're here. It says Reich.
Can you imagine getting Reich. A magnifying glass and going, what does that say?
Clear the image. Clear up the image.
Trump is sending subliminal messages to his patriots.
Yes. So listen to this tyrant, right? This is them talking about the video again. I mean, they're listen to this.
Former president is under fire for a video he posted on social media that used language from Nazi Germany. The latest in a series of anti-Semitic and authoritarian statements from Trump and his campaign. Rachel Scott has the story. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, George, good morning to you. It is normal, of course, for presidential candidates to share videos with their vision for the country. It is not normal for those videos to have references to Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler.
Will, I want you to look at it. It says video contains headline associated with Nazi Germany term. Now, it was a term used in Nazi Germany. It wasn't a Nazi Germany headline or anything like that. But you know what? I'm sure terms like intelligence were also used by the Nazis.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could call that.
Yeah. I mean.
These people are stretching. But literally, Will, they did a whole news report on this.
Oh, they. And you know what? They're still talking. We're talking about it because they're still trying to push it. Remember Charlottesville? Yeah. They still talk about Charlottesville today because President Trump said there was good people on both sides. Remember that? Listen.
The Trump campaign tells us this morning that this was a video that was shared by a staffer while the former president was in court, saying that staffer missed the reference. But as of this morning, that video has not been taken down. Former President Donald Trump sparking backlash this morning after a video posted to his social media account seemingly suggests there will be a unified Reich if he wins the 2024 election.
Donald Trump wins. What's next for America?
Those words are largely associated with Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, another name for his Nazi regime. The 30-second video features hypothetical newspaper articles of Trump celebrating a victory in November. That phrase appearing three times, including under the headline, What's Next for America? It includes references to World War I, citing German industrial strength and peace through strength. Another headline suggesting Trump would reject globalists, a phrase often used by the far right as an anti-Semitic slur.
Did you know being against globalists is an anti-Semitic slur? Did you know that, Shannon?
I mean, come on. The guy who made this probably feels like a total idiot. He's probably like,
You talking about the one who made this video?
I mean, he probably feels like, okay, I didn't read the whole...
nothing wrong with the video.
He probably feels bad, I guess.
Why would
he
feel bad? There's nothing wrong with the video. For all you know, I could have made this. There's nothing wrong with it.
The thing is
America's dream is... I mean, listen to that. American dream is back. There's nothing wrong with that.
I understand what you're saying, Will, but when you...
I wouldn't feel bad. I don't feel bad.
Right.
You can blame me. I don't feel bad.
You keep
There's
cutting me
nothing
off.
In here referencing to Nazi Germany. The Democrats make up stuff as they go along. Let me remind you, the Democrats are the same one that make up the fact that a man can get pregnant.
You see
how they're lying?
What I'm trying to say is he probably feels bad because of all the turmoil he's caused.
He didn't cause any turmoil.
Negative,
it's a stupid liberal. He should be laughing.
Media
he should be laughing.
That he's giving.
Yeah,
Trump.
Listen to the rest of this.
Well, you know, you and I can say
says this was not a campaign video. It was created by a random account online and reposted by a staffer who clearly did not see the word while the president was in court. But the campaign has not deleted the post, and it's not the first time Trump has used language similar to what Adolf Hitler once wrote. Just months ago, he declared immigrants are poisoning the blood of America.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done.
This morning, the Biden campaign issuing a statement saying Donald Trump is not playing games. He's telling America exactly what he intends to do if he regains power, rule as a dictator over a unified Reich. The Biden campaign calling this a pattern, noting in their statements that the former president had dinner with a white supremacist 2 years ago and once said that there was very fine people on both sides after the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. We have asked the Trump campaign why this video.
I mean, come on. Really, right? Really. Are you buying it? Are you buying it? Well, when we come back from this break, I want to show you what Joe Biden had to say. Have you seen it, Shannon? Joe Biden responded to this. Don't go anywhere.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astaryl astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay. Let me get you to go to, what is it? Can we put up on the screen? Put on the lower third here for us. Can we put on the lower third here? Make sure it's there. Want everyone to see it. Right there. Right? That's it right there. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. I believe in having... I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secure with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsors, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe and direct IRA where I have access to my assets. No matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what the federal government is doing, you're secure, right? Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We've put together a special offer for our LFA audience. Click on the link in the description below here, right here on Rumble, or call the special 800 number and you'll receive a safe and up to 10,000 in free silver. But you got to call them today. Check it out today. okay? And tell them LFA sent you. That's the catcher right there, right? That's the real thing. So, you know, I was watching Will Johnson, and he told me to give you a call and see what you can do for us, and I want to check it out. Check it out. Do it today because, you know, things are going to bounce back. When President Trump get back in office, things are going to bounce back. ColonialMetalsGroup.com/LFA. Okay, let me share with you what I was talking about Joe Biden right before we went to the break. I'm going to make it full screen here. Look at this. What do you see? What do you see? Is that just a coincidence, Shannon? I mean, I guess you can just make up anything, right? But this is why they're calling President Trump Hitler. Joe Biden resembles him a lot, right? But listen, check this out. Here's the video of Joe Biden that they recorded, and he's holding a phone in his hand like he's doing a selfie. I mean, like he's doing a video really quick. You know how you hold your phone in your hand and you do a video? He's not doing that. Someone's recording him hold the phone in his hand like he's, you know, on social media, like he's real personal. You know, it's really bizarre to me. But anyways, watch how he responds to this.
What's next for America?
Is this on his official account? Wow. A unified Reich? That's Hitler's language. That's not America's. He cares about holding on to power. I care about you.
That's Joe. I mean, wow. And then if you notice, he had to do this in takes. He couldn't say that. He couldn't say that. It was difficult for him just to say that. So he had to do that in takes. And he didn't have a teleprompter. And he's like, Joe, just say this. Now say that. Now say this. Now say that. He couldn't do any of it off the cuff. And of course, he's lying. Trying to make it look like President Trump. Trying to make it look like President Trump is a Hitler figure. And just the opposite. Just the opposite. Now, let's put this up on the screen really quick. R Star, thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Thank you, Will and Shannon. Keep it up. Thank you so much for that blessing.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you so much. That goes directly to the LFA family. Really appreciate it. That is such a blessing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Okay, I got another one I want to share with you because, look, this is how the left responds to everything. They find the little things and they make something up and they'll blow it up. You know, they all got the memo because ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSDNC, every last one of the government state media outlets, they ran with the story saying that President Trump, you know, shared this post talking about the Third Reich. And that's not even the case at all. They're lying about President Trump. Every last one of them are lying. But this is what they do. They're accustomed to doing. And we're used to them lying to us, right? So when they come out and they're saying stuff like this, most of us don't even buy it. Most of us. The only people buy it are these stupid liberals on the left. But listen how they're explaining here President Trump in his video.
Former President Trump sharing a video that boasted of the creation of a, quote, unified Reich if he wins in November.
You know what? They keep saying unified Reich. Did it say unified Reich anywhere, Shannon? Now, that little section down there is really blurred out and it says Reich.
It does.
But does it say unified Reich?
No, I don't think it did. I think they're referring to the Nazi.
Right.
Yeah, the Nazi reference.
Yeah, how do you say it? So how do you say it?
Sensationalizing. Lying.
They're making the story more than what it actually is.
100%.
So then that way it will be more than what it actually is. It's like 1984. Lie as much as you can. Get people to believe the nonsense. And they'll run with it, right? Listen.
that apparent reference to Hitler's Third Reich. It drew swift backlash. That post was eventually deleted. The Trump campaign says Trump was not aware that phrase was in it. But guys, this isn't the first time Trump referenced Nazi rhetoric and then tried to play dumb afterwards. Last year, he repeatedly said migrants were poisoning the blood of the country. He has claimed that he was unaware that echoed Hitler's rhetoric. And then during the 2016 campaign, even going way back, Trump tweeted an image of Hillary Clinton layered over a pile of cash, a six-pointed star resembling the Star of David. Trump claimed it was a sheriff's star. Basil, why do these so-called, I don't know if you call them accidents, that they're trying to at least appear like that's what it is? Why does that keep happening?
Why does that keep happening? It's not happening. They're making it up. It's not happening. Yeah, these people are not reporting the news. They're making up the news. They're making up the news, and they're doing it trying to convince everybody because we're in election year, right? They're in election year. They're grasping for straws. They're grasping for straws because the four indictments didn't take Trump out. The 91 fraudulent charges didn't take Trump out. The fraudulent civil suits not taking Trump out. Us, we're still supporting President Trump. I still have my MAGA hat, not giving it up. I'm still supporting President Trump. I'm still going to vote for President Trump. There's nothing they can do to stop me from voting for President Trump. I haven't broken any laws. So I get to go to the voting booth because I haven't broken any laws. Right? You know, some states, if you're a criminal, you can't vote. Right? If you commit a felony. I haven't committed any felonies. Now, they make up stuff as they're going along, like they're making it up with President Trump, trying to say that he committed all of these crimes. But to go back to the whole point of how the Democrats are the ones that's actually doing the Nazi tactics. Do you know who this young man is, Shannon?
No.
You don't?
Yes, should
you
I?
Do. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Jordan Peterson. Listen to what he says, because remember COVID, Shannon? You remember what happened during COVID? This is a short video.
I mean, I remember a lot of stuff happened during COVID.
But we're talking about how the Nazis are. Listen to how he explains what happens, because all this is connected, right? What they did with COVID, Nazis were like, oh my goodness, look how wonderful this is. Look what y'all done. Look how you're controlling the people. Listen how he explains it, Shannon. Now, I keep saying it because I haven't shared this with Shannon. Watch. Listen.
When people read the history of Nazi Germany, they always think they're Schindler. They always think that they're the person who would have saved Anne Frank in the Netherlands. They never read history as a perpetrator. I wouldn't have done that. It's like, did you watch people during the pandemic? In Canada, 30% of my neighbors were thrilled that they had the opportunity to inform on the people around them. Thrilled. They would have worn those goddamn masks for the rest of their life if the payoff would have been they could feel morally superior and inform.
During Nazi Germany, they were so happy to snitch on their neighbors. Wow. They were telling on their neighbors. The pandemic, the Democrats, the radical left, they were so happy to snitch on their neighbors. They were calling the cops, having the cops come arrest people that were going to church service. Who are the Nazis here? Who are the Nazis? Yeah, you haven't seen that one, have you, Shannon?
No.
That's exactly it.
But it is. That's exactly it.
That's exactly it.
It's sad how, the very people that complain about Nazi are the very ones that act and support those kind of tactics.
Yeah.
The masks.
I keep telling everybody. I said they blame President Trump. They blame MAGA Republicans. And then they turn right around and do the exact same thing that they're blaming us for.
All the time. I mean, everything. It's almost confusing because it's all the time now. I mean, just like Comey, Comey came out there and said, Trump is going to weaponize the FBI and the DOJ. And I'm like, wait a minute, aren't you already doing that? Aren't the Democrats literally doing that right now? And it's.
Yeah, man, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. And for all of us, that have families, that have children, that have grandchildren, and we're looking at this and we're talking about it, and we're, and it's almost like we're getting to the point where we're getting used to it.
Yeah.
Right? Like we're, like this is becoming the norm.
I mean, don't you think that's part of the plan? To make it seem like this is the norm?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. We're supposed to get accustomed. We're supposed to get used to
big government.
Them
being
doing
controlled,
this.
Being yes. deceived.
Yeah.
We're being supposed to get censored. Right?
Yeah. You know, then you start censoring yourself.
Exactly. You start self-censoring.
And then you start, you know, not saying certain things because they don't want you to say them, like on Fascist Book and ScrewTube. You know, there's certain things, right? They're doing the exact same thing that the Nazis did back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it's growing. Now they're going after President Trump. Same thing communist nations have done in the past. And they're doing it so much, it's like this is nothing new. And there's people actually upset because they're not being successful by implementing communism. Actually upset. Well, that is it for me, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a blessing. Blessing all the time. And don't forget, go to lfatv.us. Let's put the lower third there. lfatv.us. lfatv.us. Go check it out, everybody. Pick up the swag. There's still some there for $10.
Yep, go to the sale.
Pick it up now before it's too late, everybody. God bless. See you tomorrow. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.